Christians risk all to smuggle scripture into North Korea. A Bible distribution project in China 25 years ago has major impact. And an eye clinic ministry is good news for Ghanaians. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. North Korea tops the news today. It's entered into its fourth year as the worst violator of religious rights for Christians. But World Bible Translation Center's Gary Bishop says they found a South Korean partner willing to brave getting scripture over the border.
They do it in darkness to start with, hoping to escape the notice of border guards. The challenge is that they can only carry small amounts of New Testaments at a time. These things actually get buried in a mountainous area, and people are told where to go dig them up.
Bishop says its ministry come full circle from the translation in South Korea to donors, administrators, and printers. The men who are part of the distribution are the last link.
Pray for those young men who have committed themselves. First of all, lift them up for protection, for God to fulfill their life, for their commitment and obedience to Him.
Funding is needed to do even more translation. Meanwhile, a quarter century ago, Open Doors delivered 1 million complete Chinese Bibles by boat to Chinese Christians awaiting the secret meeting on shore. Called Project Pearl, Chinese believers circulated the Bibles across the nation, at times paying for the illegal activity with their lives. Although the government often tried to halt distribution by destroying the Bibles or throwing them away, it's evident they failed to stop it. Project Pearl Bibles have been seen in virtually every province of the country. You're listening to Mission Network News. This summer, 10,000 university students involved with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship will experience the unforgettable as they go through training camps and urban and global projects. InterVarsity's Scott Wilson says it's about investing in the future.
InterVarsity's concerned not just that they might accomplish something this summer, but we're really concerned for their entire lives. We see the university period in a person's life as an incredibly important time in life.
InterVarsity summer camp programs are designed to grow students' faith and serve others at home and abroad. That in turn, says Wilson, will help transform university campuses.
We're really hoping for these students that as they are in these experiences, that they get a new vision of what God is calling them to, that they understand God's mission in the world more completely and more fully, and that they come back to campus ready to work that out in the environment in which they live.
Pray for God to move in these students' hearts. We turn next to Ghana, where eye doctors are rare and few can afford the care anyway. That's why eye clinics are becoming a popular means of ministry. International Aid's Miles Fish.
We provide cataract surgeries to people who can't afford it for free. And that's a pretty dramatic service because it's the kind of operation where someone can come in and they're totally blind and 24 hours later they have their eyesight back.
The doors are wide open. Fish says all they have to do is get organized.
We're really excited about some new opportunities that have been coming. For quite some time now, we've had a number of eye clinics, done over 20,000 cataract surgeries. We also have a number of trainings in the healthcare arena, and we're in the process of beginning community-based healthcare program.
Fish explains the rationale for the expansion.
Bottom line is to reach more people for Christ. We do that through healthcare programs, and we like to expand those programs so that we can minister the physical needs and build the kinds of relationships that are necessary in order for us to share the love of Christ with them.
And summer camp season is wrapping up for Russian ministries. From June to August, young next-generation Christian leaders across Russia, Ukraine, and Belarus who love children and teenagers will invite them to summer camps. These national workers will intentionally invite children and young people who are marginalized by society, children who are unloved or from troubled family situations, those who need the gospel. Funding is needed to send them to camp. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is making available two resources this month, Book of Hope's Three Stories DVD and Rob Hoskins' book, Seeds of Spiritual Lineage. You can request them at our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The DVD will motivate you in missions, while the book will help you in your daily prayer life. You can also request them at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.